This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, here's the deal. Tonight's Amud is a little short, although hopefully we'll understand it. And Sunday morning I have an engagement, so we're going to do, if you want to hang in afterwards, mamish a few minutes of Ion. Just a few minutes, okay, if you want to hang in after. Machloikis, Toysus, and Toysus Yishanim. But let's start the Amud. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we continue Daf HaShavua, Masechta Yevamos, Daf Chaf Tes, page 29. The Mishnah said, the end of the Mishnah, that if, again, the case is you have three brothers, two of them are married to two sisters, or a woman and her daughter, or a woman and her granddaughter, you do Chalitza Na'ibam. Rabbi Shimon says, you're Pater even from Chalitza. If one of them was an Isser Erva, you're Aser to her, you're Mutter to the sister. If one of them is an Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, you do Chalitza and Na'ibam to both. So now the Gemara is a Gevaldig Akasha. Really, if one of them is Isser Mitzvah or Shnia, you do Chalitza to both. Midoy Raisa, they're both Zakuk. If Midoy Raisa, they're both Zakuk, then Reb Shimon would darshan that Isha Alachoy, so loy sikach litzar, b'shoshenasu tzarsuzu, lo yelukuchin afilo b'achas mehen. L'choy according to Reb Shimon, you should not do Chalitza or Yibam. You're right, midrabanan, one of them is not Zakuk, so they're not sisters b'ziko, but Midoy Raisa, they are both Zakuk. So if Midarais are both Zakuk, there should be Gzer Sakasov. They're both an Erva. Check out yesterday's Iyun Shir. What's the Erva? According to Rashi, they're both categorically Pater from Yibam. Memela, they have an Ishasach. According to the Meiri, the Erva, they become Achos Isha. That we discussed yesterday morning. But Reb Shimon has a drasha that when two sisters fall to Yibam, they're exempt. So even if one of them is an Isser Drabana, but Midaraisa, they should be Pater from Yibam. And Chalitza. In fact, the Gemara of Amar, Reb Shimon, Shtei Achos, Loi Chotzos, Loi Misyab Mois. Reb Shimon says, two sisters, you don't do Chalitza, you don't do Yibam, so why over here do you do Chalitza? Says the Gemara, Gzeira Misham Isra Mitzvah Da'alma. If we're going to pater both of these women from Chalitza and Yibam, if we're going to pater the Isra Mitzvah from Chalitza and Yibam, people are going to say the reason she's pater from Chalitza is because she's an Isser Mitzvah. And then, in another case where she doesn't have a sister that's Zakuk with her, they're going to say that if she's an Isser Mitzvah, she's pater from Chalitza, and in that case, she's Chayiv in Chalitza. Says the Gemara, HaTeinach Ihi, I understand why we have to say the Isser Mitzvah gets Chalitza. Achoysa Ma'ika L'meimer, but why does her sister have to get Chalitza? Her, everybody knows the reason why she's pater is because she's achoyse kukasai. Bishlama the iser mitzvah, people might mistakenly think the reason why she bishlama the iser mitzvah, people might think that the reason why she's not getting chalitza is because she's an iser mitzvah. So people might say an iser mitzvah never gets chalitza. But a woman who is just the sister of an iser mitzvah, where there's no reason to exempt her from Chalitza other than Reb Shimon's Gzer Sakosov, why can't we in fact pater her from Chalitza for that reason? So Gemara says, really, she should be pater. But the reason why she's Chayiv in Chalitza is a Gzera that if she's going to be pater, the Isser Mitzvah might be pater. If the Isser Mitzvah is pater, you're going to pater Isser Mitzvah in a different case. Says the Gemara, Gezerah Achoysa Mishum Lesa Dida. The reason why we make a Gezerah on the sister that she requires Chalitza is because of her. Because of her mazel, Rashi says. Meaning the Isser Mitzvah, we can pater from Chalitza, lest people think the reason why the Isser Mitzvah is pater is because she's an Isser Mitzvah. And even if you're going to be Mechayiv the Isser Mitzvah in Chalitza and Pater her sister, people are going to get confused and say, well, if the sister's Pater, the Isser Mitzvah is Pater. And if people think the Isser Mitzvah is Pater, they're going to really, the Isser Mitzvah in this case is Pater because she's Achos Zekukasa in Reb Shimon, but people are going to mistakenly think in a different case, the Isser Mitzvah is Pater. So now the Gemara has an interesting question. Why is it that by the sister of an Isser Mitzvah we are Goyzer, that she has to have Chalitza up to the Isser Mitzvah? Why don't we say by an erva, v'hagabe erva lo gazrinan. Meaning what? We don't make a gzera by an erva. Meaning, Rashi says if one woman was asur and isur erva, she's asur and your mutter and the sister. Why don't we say, well, if you're mutter and the sister, people are going to think you're mutter and the erva. Why don't we say you should have to do chalitza to the erva? Because you might say, well, if you don't have to do chalitza to the erva, then maybe you don't have to do chalitza to the sister. Meaning in Reb Shimon, why do we say, in Reb Shimon, they become an erva when they become sarais. So why do we say you need chalitza because of the sister, and by erva, we don't say that the erva needs chalitza because the tzara is even chayiv in yibam. So the Gemara says, everybody knows that an erva is pater from yibam. That's obvious. That's widespread. Nobody's going to get confused. Says the Gemara, shani erva, the migmar gemirila inshi v'kala isla. Erva is different because people know the halacha of an erva and it has a koil. Look at Rashi. The migmar gemirila inshi v'hakol yoidim. Everybody knows. She'in srichim chalitza. Then an erva doesn't need chalitza. V'achoysa la v'achoysa zukukahi. And the sister is not an achoysa kuka. And you're not going to come to matter just because we matter the erva. You're not going to come to matter the sister without chalitza. But the erva, when they become tzaros in Rav Shimon, not everybody knows that halacha, that the isra of both of them are equal. And they're not going to know that they're both ervas there. And if you're going to matter one of them without chalitza, if you're going to matter the one that's not an isra mitzvah without chalitza, you're going to end up matering the Yisr Mitzvah with Achalitza. And then you're going to come to Asr the Yisr Mitzvah in general. Okay. So we don't have to worry that if we mater Erva, we're going to come to mater the sister that falls with the Erva. But we do have to worry that if we mater an Yisr Mitzvah, if we're going to mater the sister of the Yisr Mitzvah, then you might come to mater the Isser Mitzvah. And then they're going to think the reason why the Isser Mitzvah is mutter is because of the Isser Mitzvah. And then you're going to matter Isser Mitzvah Ba'alma when she's not falling together with her sister. Okay, we proceed on to the next Mishnah, Dav Chavtes. Here we go. Says the Holy Mishnah. Shloisha Achen, three brothers. Shnayim Nesuim Shtei Achayus. Two of them are married to two sisters. V'yachad mufne, and one of them is extra. One of them is single, excuse me. Not to be confused with mufne earlier on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. One of them is single. I guess she's extra. Right now, you know, she's an extra lady. Someone could take her. Shloisha achim, three brothers. Shnayim nesum shtei achayos. Two of them married to two sisters. V'echad mufna, one of them is single. Meisechad mibali achayos. One of the husbands who was married to the sister died. V'asaba mufna maimer. And the single man did maimer to the sister of the wife of the deceased. So maimer is kedushin to a yavama. V'achar kach meis achiv, and then his brother died. Hasheni achiv, then the second brother died. So the story is like this. You have three brothers, two of them married to two sisters, one of them is single, and one of the brothers was married to a sister, he died. The single brother does maimer, and then the second brother died. So now the question is, on the one hand, this second woman is zakuk to him. On the other hand, maybe she's not zakuk to him because he did maimer to the sister. So does that maimer push off the second yavama? does that maim, or do we say, look, now they're both zakuk to him, so now he can't marry the second Yavama, and he has to divorce his wife, because his wife is also achaisuku kasai. So what do you do? Beishamai oimrim ishtoi imai. His wife stays with him. Maimer has some kind of formal kinyan. Vahalazu and the second lady, teitzei mishamachis isha. According to Beishamai, Maimer is some kind of full-fledged kinyan. We'll see what kind of kinyan. That will be maybe part of the eon. But according to Beishamai, Maimer is a full-fledged acquisition. The second woman goes out because of achis isha. Beishilal oimrim. Beis Hillel says, Moitzi es ishtoi beget uvechalitza. Beis Hillel says, you divorce your wife with a get and with chalitza. You divorce her with a get because Maimer is a kedushin, so you need to get rid of that kedushin. But also, she's zakuk to you, but the woman that's zakuk to you, she's zakuk to you, the problem is she's achis kukasa because the second sister is also zakuk to you. So you release your original wife with a get and chalitza. The ish is achiv, and the wife of your brother, the second brother, but chalitza. So Nebuch, this poor guy, is stuck without anybody. He can't live not with his wife. His wife is achas kukasa, and he has to remove her with get and chalitza. And he can't live with the second Yavama, because she's also achas kukasa. Zuhi Sha'amru, about such a woman, they say, Oy loyal ishtai, woe to him over his wife, v'oy loyal isha sachiv, and woe to him about the wife of his sister. About such a person, they say, woe to him about his wife. Now, a lot of people they say that about. So the chiddush is that the first and the second. V'oy loyal isha sachiv, woe to him about his brother's wife. Now, a lot of people they say that the second. But he's the only one that we say that about both. Woe to him about his wife, woe to him about his sister's wife. He can't live with either, according to Beis Hillel. It seems like, according to Beis Hillel, Maimer is a quasi-Kinyan. It's not a full Kinyan. If it was a full Kinyan, then his Kinyan to the first lady will push off the second lady. But since it's only a partial, or maybe it's not a Kinyan at all. And therefore, both of these women are Achai Zekukasai.
Why is this Lashon of Oily only used in this case? I mean, we had many cases where one brother can't marry if there are two sisters.
Because in this case, you're right, when two sisters fall, you sometimes can't marry either. So what you could do is you could either marry Lashuk or give Chalitza to both. But in this case, he already formalized the marriage with the woman. So he was his wife. This woman was his wife. So the poor guy, he can't live with his wife, and he can't live with his brother's wife. In other words, this is the only situation we had so far where he's not just stuck that he can't marry the two women that fall to him. He can't marry a woman that falls to him, and he can't marry a woman that he has formalized a relationship with. Right. Good. In other words, why does he have to be mufne? Rav Nosson saying, why can't it be? He's married to Shprinza, a different wife. Or Nachris, right? And it happens to be that two ladies fault him and he can't formalize with either. The answer is because now he's Nebuch in a situation he doesn't have anybody. He was single before. He tried to get married. I mean, the truth is, you know, it doesn't answer it fully because even if there are many, like Asi's asking, in many cases, the women could fall to a guy and he can't marry either. Saying in this case, it happened to be he had nobody before. He tried to marry a woman and everything fell apart. Okay, good.
This case is different. Was he created his situation in this case. In the other cases, it wasn't his fault. Meaning by him going and doing the mimer, he put himself, that's why maybe they're saying oi loi, as opposed to other cases, it's because whatever the technicalities of the situation didn't work out.
Right. So it's more woe to him. Here the guy tried to do something good. He tried to get married. And then the poor guy, Nebuch, what?
He would have done Yibumah that right away, skipped the Mamaradi, he would have been fine.
Right. True. Right. If he would have done Yibumah right away, It would have been finished, and then the other woman would have fallen away. Here the guy tried to do a shtick over here, and it backfired on him. He lost everything. Who says that's why it's Mufna? Okay, weiter. Says the Holy Gemara. What?
It's brought down in an art scroll. It says, Tosus Yishonim.
Tosus Yishonim. Says the Tosus Yishonim. Haidu lay nakar hacha v'echa nasir nachros. K'may mishnah d'basolach. Nirmishim d'bay l'meymer. Zui shamro oiloi al ishtoi v'al eishas achiv. L'kach mukum la. To have a mufna, to has to have a blow isha klal. Nevach, the guy has no wife at all. So that's the Tosus Yishanim. Shkoyach. Says the Gemara, Zuhi Lamute Mai. When you say this is the guy that we say, Oiloi Alisha, Oiloi Alisha Sochiv, what do you mean this is the guy as opposed to who? Lamute Hachti Rabbi Yeshua. To exclude the case of Rabbi Yeshua, Dolei Abdin and Kavase. We don't follow him. Now Rabbi Yeshua is in a Mishnah later on. There, Rabbi Shua says, Oilai Alishta, Oilai Alishta Sachiv. And Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer argue on him. Now, the case over there is on Daf Kuftes, which we don't even have to say we're almost there, even. But just in case it takes a little bit to get there, you have like this: two brothers married to two sisters, one married to a Ketana. And the other married to a gedoyla. And the one married to a gedoyla dies. So there's an opinion over there. The one married to the ketana is only married midrabanan. So there's a tzad to say, well, that's a marriage somewhat to push off the yavama, but it's also she gets pushed off because the zika d'oraisa from the yavama pushes off ishtai. So the shita of Rabbi Yeshua is, in that case also, oiloi alishta, oiloi alisha sachiv. And no, we don't say that either like Ram Gamliel or like Rabbi Lezer, that there is an Eitzah. You could do Miyun, or there are other Eitzahs. Rabbi Lezer says, you're Malami the Ketana to do Miyun, or we're Tamten at Shetagdo v'teitzei halazu mishum achis isha. Either you teach the Ketana to do Miyun, or you wait till she grows up. Rabbi Shua says, Todah for a beautiful shir. I'm not finished yet. Maybe the end won't be so good. You know, you never know. But in that case, we don't say, Oilai, Rabbi Shua says, Oilai al ishtoi, Oilai al ishas achiv. And our Gemara is lafuke Rabbi Shua, but rather we go like Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, that there's an Eitzah. Now, Amar Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says, pay attention. Loi teima maimer lebe shamei koina kinyan gomor. Don't say Maimer according to Beis Shammai is koina a complete kinyan. And what would it mean it's koina complete kinyan? The iboy lafuki sagila begita, that if you want to get rid of her, you only have to give her a get and you don't have to give her a chalitza because Maimer is mamish a full-fledged kinyan. No. Really, Maimer is not a kinyan. If you want to get rid of her, you have to give her a get, and you have to give her a chalitza, because Maimer is not a complete Zika buster. Ela Maimer lebe Shammai einoi koina, ela lidchois betzara bavad. Maimer, according to Beis Shammai, is not koina, only to push off the tzara. That's all it does, but it's not a full-fledged kinyan. It only pushes off the tzara. Rashi, loy tema maran lebe Shammai koina kinyan gom v'tavi ki ishtai, that she's your full-fledged wife. And if you wanted to get rid of her, you could just give her a get. That is to push off your sister. It's only kind of to push off the tzara, meaning to push off her... Now, what's the kaloyimar in Rashi over here? Right, you know the rule. Whenever Rashi says kaloyimar, it means we're not going to read the Gemara literally, but we have to read the Gemara in some kind of figurative way. What does the Gemara mean? Maimer and Beishami is not koina only to push off the tzara? As if Rashi is bothered by Akash. What do you mean the tzara? There's no tzara over here. There is three brothers, two married to two sisters. One of the brothers died. And then the second brother, after you did Maimer to the first lady, the second brother died. There's no tzara here. They're two sisters. So Rashi says, Kiloimar lidchois achoisa, to push off the sister Shaloi to Asarno Luzu, that she should not become usher to him, Misham achois akuka. Meaning she's going to push off the sister that this Balas Maimer will not become usher to this brother, Alts Achai Sukuka, because she's not the sister of Son Huzakuk to him, because the fact that he did Maimer to her makes it that the other sister's not Zakuk to him. But you're not a full-fledged wife, Rabbi Isai, in the sense that you don't need to do Chalitza. You're still only did Maimer. It's not a Kinyan Gomer. In other words, get alone doesn't help. By the way, Tosfos argues on Rashi. Tosfos learns Lidchos Betzara refers to an actual Tzara, and Tosfos has to get creative to explain what the case of the Gemara is. But we're going to, according to Rashi, Rashi learns Lidchos Betzara, it's like Tzarais of Reb Shimon. With two ladies that are Zakuk together, Reb Shimon calls them Leisikach, Ishachaz Leisikach Litzrar. But this is not the technical definition of tzarais. So in other words, it's not koine kinyan gomer, it only pushes off the tzara. Amar Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin said, afananami tanina. We also learned in a Mishnah that maimer is not a full-fledged kinyan, it only pushes off the tzara. Beishamai oimrim yikaimu. Beishamai says, let's go back to the Mishnah on Dav Chavav. Four brothers, two are married to two sisters, and the brothers married to two sisters, they die. So you do chalitza and not yibam to the two yivamais. Rabbi Lezer's of the opinion that Beishamai says if you did yibam, you could keep them. If the two brothers do yibam, you could keep them. Now, yekaimu, you're allowed to keep them. Imkad muvakansu, they could keep them. But lecharchila, you can't do yibam. Lecharchila, they can't do yibam because of it's achos kukasai. How am I supposed to do yibam? I'm marrying, I'm doing yibam to the sister of someone who's zakuk to me. In fact, the Gemara, the isakadai tachmaim and the Beishamai, koine kinyan gomor. And if you're going to say a koine to Beishamai, maimer is a full fledged kinyan. Zayaser maimer v'yikne. Let the first brother do maimer and be koine. Now there's no problem in being koine because you're just being koine achas kukasa. There's no iser of making a kinyan to achas kukasa. The iser is having bio with achas kukasa, but not making a kinyan. So let this one do maimer and be koine. Vezayaser maimer v'yikne. Rashi says, "Ve'i maimer koine lebei shamai kinyan gomer zeyasa maimer bezu v'yikna oisa kinyan gomer," that it should be his wife, because there's no iser in maimer, and then the other sister will be teitze, and your wife is not achos kukasai, and then you could be machnas your wife. So why does Beis Shammai say yikaimu b'di'eved? Why can't we just do each one do maimer, and after each one does maimer, then each one could do bia. So it must be that maimer only works to push off the sister. And therefore what? Says the Gemara, so what are you talking about? And let's say Maimer is not a full-fledged Kenya. Let's say it just is Madcha the sister. So let each one, you still haven't answered the question. Let each one do Maimer and push off the sister. Elamai doicha. Elamai, it's not Koine Kenyan Gomer, just pushes off the Tzara. The Elamai doicha dechia gemura. Zeyasa Maimer v'yedcha. Zeyasa Maimer v'yedcha. Let each one do Maimer and push it off. Elamai yislach l'meimar. But what are you going to say? Maimer dehatera dachi di yisra loy dachi. Elamai taka. Let's say you say it's not koina kinyan gomer. It's just doicha letzara. So why can't we be madcha letzara? The only answer could be, is there's something called a inferior mimer. You know what inferior mimer is? A mimer that you're doing to a woman that you could not do yibum to off the bat. That's an inferior mimer, and that kind of mimer maybe doesn't push off the tzara. Maybe only a mimer of heter, a mimer that's done beheter, that if you could have done yibum, that if you would have wanted to do yibum, you could have. So only that mimer is pushing off the tzara, the isura d'lay dachi, but a mimer of isur is not doicha. And in this case, where the two sisters fell to you, we're going to call it a mimer of isur, because it's not a mimer that you could have done yibum. By the way, this svara, what do you mean mimer of isur or mimer of heter? If mimer is just the kedushin, then who cares if you could have done yibum? Is mimer somehow the beginning process of yibum? We're going to see in the Eon share in 2 minutes. It's just going to be a few, one brief chakira. But we would have always thought that what's mimer? Mimer is just kedushin, and it's a kedushin that's koina midrabanan to a yivama. But this Gemara is inventing a concept that mimer dehetera. Mimer only is most effective in a situation where you could have done yibum. That seems to indicate mimer is sort of is the haschala of yibum, and we're going to see about that momentarily. So maybe the reason why, if mimer is koina to be doicha the tzara, the reason why they can't both do mimer is because mimer hatera is doichi, the yisur loy doichi. So while we could say the same thing, mimer really is koina kinyan gomor. Elamai, why in the Mishnah can't each one do mimer? Because it's mimer the Yisra. Chanami, mimer afilu man the Omer, mimer koni kinyan gomer, mimer de atira koni de Yisra, loy koni. We'll review that again, Bezos Hashem, tomorrow. And if you give me 4 minutes, I just want to hone in on one point.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.